HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities. Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2014, and welcome to another episode of the HTXT AfriCast. Joining me in the studio today, I have Editor-in-Chief of HTXT Africa, Adam Oxford. How's it, Adam?
Not too bad at all, thank you, Brett.
Sounds like you have a little bit of a frog in your throat there, dude.
A little bit of swallowing razors at the moment, but you know, I can cope.
Okay, nothing a stiff whiskey won't fix. And sitting next to him, our gaming guru, Dion du Plessis. How's it, Dion?
Yeah, all right, thanks, Brett.
Good. Let's jump straight into it and let's talk about the Ampion Venture Bus. What's kind of cool about this is we have some dates already announced for West Africa, East Africa, and Southern Africa. We're looking at September, October, November, December. Those are kind of the months. West Africa 1 is going to be in September, East Africa in October, West Africa 2, October, Southern Africa, November, and then North Africa, December. Now, everybody's going, what is a venture bus? All right. I remember Adam took some time off last year and managed to get to the first startup bus, which is, I take it, what this was originally called, right, Adam?
I'm just looking back through my notes, and basically Startup Bus is an international project where they get a large coach, fill it with developers for a week, and then drive around visiting sort of interesting places of innovation and meeting people and doing mentorship courses and all that kind of thing.
Awesome.
They were here in South Africa last year. The route took them from Harare up in Zim down to Cape Town. I think it's something about a week and a half to do that, something like that. And it did look like a really interesting project. You know, the idea is that you cram developers into basically a big bean can, and the sort of the pressure and energy of coding on the move, and they all produce little projects by the end of it, and hopefully a few little companies come out of it. What's happening here with VentureBus?
This is a separate program, right? But
they
similar.
Describe it as a spin-off. So I think, and they haven't sort of been explicit about it, but I assume this is for kind of the level up from startups or, you know, people who've got an idea that they're keen to get on already. But the interesting thing was that Jan Schaft, who is organizing it from, it's actually a German organization that's putting it together. He got in touch with us and said, look, we know you guys quite like Startup Bus. We're recruiting now. We're desperately, desperately short of female coders.
And this is a problem. Really, it's a huge problem across the whole continent and worldwide, actually. You know, to a lesser extent, I think, in the developed world. But it's something that is a huge problem in the developing world, specifically Africa, right?
Well, I think it's a massive problem everywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. We've done a lot of work on HTXT. Women recently looking at the diversity reports that Twitter and Facebook and Google and Microsoft
very revealing. Very revealing.
I think even the best companies, certainly the best corporates, are under about 24% female employees in their software development teams. Interestingly, the smaller the company is, the more likely they are to hire either equal numbers of or majority female coders. So, yay, small companies. Woo.
Absolutely. Absolutely rocks. Now, here's interesting. They want to ensure that at least 50% of the seats on the bus are filled by women entrepreneurs, which I think is kind of cool.
And utterly achievable as well. I mean, I know from sort of visiting various universities recently that there are healthy numbers of women enrolling in software development courses and getting into the industry. What you tend to find typically is that the numbers decline as a ratio very rapidly. And there's lots of reasons that people sigh for that. Nobody's quite sure whether the old kind of do female coders leave to start families is obviously a consideration.
Sure.
I don't give that much credence. One of the big problems is they think a lot of women leave the software industry because of sexism, because it's just not a very pleasant place to work for them. You know?
Absolutely, and there's more and more reports of that kind of thing coming out. But nonetheless, I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea. I would love to see 50% of the women on that bus, so, you know, 50% of the people on that bus being from a previously disadvantaged background, being women and having, like you say, taken that step beyond startup, and they're actually running ventures now, which I think would be kind of cool. West Africa, 20th to 25th of September. Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, and Ivory Coast. West Africa 2 is the same, the same places. East Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, and Rwanda. Southern Africa, pretty much South Africa and a few of the surrounding countries. And then Northern Africa, Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. Of course, that's in December. So really, really interesting thing, and I hope it goes unbelievably well. Before we jump into the next story, I want to quickly speak about our awesome sponsor, Neotel. Neotel is South Africa's first converged communications network operator. It provides a wide range of value-added voice, internet, and data services for enterprise, wholesale, and retail customers in Southern Africa. Powered by Neotel's high-performance fiber optic backbone, its next-generation network challenges the status quo, making communication simpler and inspiring you to the next level. For more information, call 0860-NEOTEL. That's 636-835. Or visit www.neotel.co.za. Neotel, inspiring possibilities. And we thank them so much for their support of the HTXT AfriCast. Dion, quick question for you. You're quite involved in the local gaming space and the local game development space. Do you find that that's mirrored there also in terms of there not being a lot of female coders inside the gaming industry?
Well, I've been to a few of the meetups. Some of the local devs get together just to talk games. And honestly, yes, I haven't actually seen a lot of women attending. There are a handful, but literally a handful.
Okay. And you find that they tend more towards the design area, or are they hardcore coders?
I think it's a bit of a mix. There is some design elements, but there are definitely hardcore female coders out there.
Okay. We need to see more of that. I mean, you know, I think it's so interesting that there have been aptitude studies all over the world showing that women at a basic physiological level are you know, better suited to that kind of job. And anyway, speaking of the local dev space, really, really interesting one this week or the past couple of days. Broforce has Expender Bros available, which is free. Now, if you haven't played Broforce, all right, firstly, slap on the wrist. You should absolutely go and get it because it's an awesome game from an awesome local dev company. But Expender Bros, which is kind of brings the whole Expendables vibe into the Broforce kind of world and dynamic, is available for free, right?
Yeah, it's actually a very clever crossover. The Expendables 3, the movie, comes out on the 15th of August. And the Broforce guys have, because their game features a lot of 80s action cliche type people with a lot of over-the-top action, they've sort of gone hand-in-hand with the Expendables to bring out the Expender Bros. It's basically 10 levels of Broforce action using the characters from the movie. And it's just as crazy as the main game, but it's completely and totally free.
Awesome. And you've played it. You think it's fantastic, yeah? Fun, exploding fun.
I'm not the biggest fan of side-scrolling games, but this one is fantastic. I mean, the action is insane. The graphics are pixelated but very, very good-looking, and there's tons of destruction, and it allows you to really get your 80s action figure mojo on.
Awesome. So it's a great advertisement for both the upcoming movie, but also Broforce itself. So you have nothing to lose. Go and get Expender Bros. Play it through. It's free.
It's 123 megs worth of a download, and you won't regret it.
And then go and buy Broforce, because support local game developers. Cool, man. Something that we've been covering kind of a little bit in the background, we've written one or two stories on it, and finally there was the unveil a couple of days ago of this, the 140 kilometer per hour solar powered car from UJ. Adam, this is something that you went and looked at initially, right? And you were kind of keen on.
I haven't actually seen the car. I spoke to the guys who built it, and it's we mentioned it on ZA Tech Show a couple of weeks ago. It's a fantastic piece of kit. They got a million rand of parts
right?
From RS Online to do with as they wish. So the whole car has been built from the ground up. There's very little in terms of gear they've had to buy in. They've designed all the systems themselves from the Arduino and breadboards up. They've not bought in any onboard computers and things like that, and it's fantastic. And they're building it for the 2012 Sasol Solar Challenge, which runs from Pretoria to Cape Town in a couple of months' time.
Looks like a giant ship.
Well, this is it, and they unveiled it last night at UJ and showed it off, and I was very jealous. I couldn't go. Charlie went, and there's some great
Charlie
pictures.
Went. There's some great pictures on HDXT Africa. If you want to see what this thing looks like, head over to the site.
And but ironically, I haven't seen the car, and neither has anybody else, because apparently they didn't actually show it off last night.
What?
It was
Hang on.
It was a model of what it will look like, a prototype that isn't the real thing. They're still building the real thing, which is fair enough, I suppose, but a bit disappointing, because they're quite a big fanfare about it.
And honestly, go take a look. It looks like a ship. It looks like a boat, like a solar-powered power boat, not a solar-powered car.
I still love it. I'm going to give you my favourite fact about the car again, by the way. They said that they've got their eye on next year's prize already, which is a big international car race across Australia.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, what you will notice is that South African solar cars are built a lot higher than international ones.
Yes.
Because they race on roads and potholes.
I think that's fantastic. I think we should bring out a 4x4 solar-powered car competition. That would be fantastic. Fantastic. Big ground clearance. My favorite fact about it is that last year's car had a top speed of 60 kilometers an hour. This year's car had to be artificially limited to a maximum of 140 kilometers an hour. That's mad.
Yeah. That's funny if they've given last year's car away to the German school. so the German school are entering this year using UJ's car from last year.
That's fantastic. Are they making any mods to it? Do you know?
I have no idea. I feel like we've been a little bit biased in our coverage of this race so far, mainly because UJ have been most proactive in contacting journalists.
Absolutely, absolutely. So something that's not strictly speaking tech-related, but nonetheless an interesting story, the earthquake that rattled parts of South Africa yesterday, 5.3 magnitude on the Richter scale, originating at Orkney. Don't you find that earthquakes normally, like... earthquakes, tornadoes, all of these scary things tend to like hit the most remote places, but affect urban areas, just close enough to actually affect urban areas. So,
I was surprised we even felt it, to be honest. It was the first time I'd been in an earthquake, and feeling it, the earth moving under your feet is very, very unsettling.
Yeah, I walked back into my office a couple of minutes after it had happened, and my mouse was still rocking. It was lying upside down on the table, but it was still rocking, which was kind of interesting.
I got home and my wife was telling me about the earthquake, which I hadn't felt because I was in the car at the time. And she said, look, this book moved a bit.
Absolutely. I've been in harder tremors in LA before. But nonetheless, very exciting. 5.3 on the Richter scale at a depth of about 10 kilometers below ground and lasted for about 67 seconds. There you go.
If you apparently caused quite a lot of destruction in Orkney. I mean, news reports this morning were it's gone from being, wow, what an amazing thing, to actually quite sad. There are a lot of buildings destroyed and so on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Another interesting piece of news, not strictly speaking South African, but the iPhone 6 to be announced on the 9th of September. Interesting fact for you guys that I thought might be interesting to just chuck into the podcast is the previous generations of iPhone releases. It's amazing how everybody goes absolutely mad. 9th of September, going to be interesting. 5C and 5S, 20th of September. 5, 21st of September. 4S, October 14th. Are we starting to see kind of a pattern around the September-October kind of time frame? People go, when is the next iPhone coming out? I'm like, I will reveal my source. en.wikipedia.org/wiki/iPhone. Look in the sidebar. But nonetheless, I think a lot of people are quite excited about it. There's going to be a 4.7 and a 5-inch version, apparently, if the rumor sites are to be believed.
And interestingly, I found out this morning that apparently Samsung is going to be having their own launch event a week before something note-related, apparently.
Okay, interesting.
Isn't that IFA, though? Isn't IFA around that time anyway?
IFA is, I think, around that kind of time frame.
Samsung usually launch a note at IFA. It's a very predictable industry we're in.
And Apple generally don't release anything at any trade show because they just don't go to trade shows because they're Apple. It's scary.
Give it time.
Indeed. Hopefully that does change, Adam. What I want to round out with today very quickly is just some additional information that's popped up in the past couple of days on TEDx Joburg. We love TEDx. TEDx is amazing. I'm so happy that TEDx is now happening in Josie, which is really, really cool. If you're interested in attending, it's on the 21st of August, incidentally. All right, they've put together this cool thing called corporate packages. If you buy 5 tickets under the corporate package, you get a 10% discount off of the 1,500 rand per ticket entry fee. You will also get access to a pre-event breakfast titled Confronting the Changing Face of Economic Crime, hosted by PricewaterhouseCoopers. You get breakfast, you get the talk, and then at the same time, you get to go to Orbit Jazz Club and Bistro in Braamfontein from about 7 p.m. onwards that evening for some drinks and stuff like that, which is kind of interesting.
Can I take this opportunity to apologize to the absolutely wonderful Tati and Kalo who organized TEDx in Johannesburg? They are very, very lovely people, and the other night I was pulling into a garage which I don't know, and there was an accident in the entrance to the garage. There was sort of the little roadster tow trucks and
yes.
Things zooming around all over the place, and I was trying to dodge the debris and everything. I almost ran over Kalo and Tati as they were walking home from work. I felt very, very guilty about that, so take this as by way of an apology.
Okay. What you should absolutely do as well, just a thought, is maybe just phone them or drop them a mail also. Because maybe
I'm going to go out on a limb. What do you mean? Everybody listens
Of course, everybody listens to it. Indeed. Well, there you go. That's all we have time for today. Dion and Adam, gents, thanks for joining us and chatting through some of the stories. And, of course, some interesting and exciting news that broke yesterday is the fact that we are now available on iTunes. So exciting. Search for htxt.africast on iTunes. Click the subscribe button and you will get 15 to 20 minutes of audio goodness delivered to your iTunes app every single day, or to your iPhone, or whatever the case is. At the same time, you can also just plug into your favorite podcatcher, htxt.co.za/feeds/podcast, or htxt.co.za/podcast, and you will be able to subscribe to us from there. Please let us know what you think. We have an email address, podcast@htxt.co.za. If you have any suggestions, if you have any story ideas, criticisms, comments, etc., please let us know. Until tomorrow, take care. We'll catch you then. Cheers. The HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.